this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. warplanes have bombed an Islamic State training camp, that is, in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdin Shushan, a Tunisian national and Islamic State operative, also known as Sabir. Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the Obama administration's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they emerge.
This action is a clear demonstration of the secretary's continued commitment to go after ISIL's metastases wherever they emerge. It is fully consistent with our broader campaign plan to counter ISIL and prevent any efforts to establish new safe havens.
Cook said both manned and unmanned aircraft took part in the strike. Local officials said at least 40 people were killed. More than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the casualties. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order to unlock the iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's deadly San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to the public statement by Apple CEO Tim Cook, who said the firm would challenge the court order to protect his customers' privacy. Prosecutors said rather than assist the effort to fully investigate a terrorist attack, Apple responded by publicly repudiating that order. Apple argues the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security measures. This is VOA News. Voters in two diverse U.S. states are expected to further clarify the races in the Democratic and Republican field Saturday as the quest for the White House intensifies. South Carolina voters hold the Republican primary. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News Marist poll shows billionaire businessman Donald Trump just 5 percentage points ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 28% to 23%. Meanwhile, Nevada will hold Democratic caucuses, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton taking on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The President and the First Lady paid their respects to Supreme Court Justice the late Antonin Scalia, whose body is lying in repose in the Supreme Court's Great Hall. The Obamas paused at Scalia's flag-draped coffin and then stood before a portrait of the conservative justice before leaving the court building Friday afternoon. Earlier, that is, after a brief private ceremony attended by family members and the 8 other justices, mourners began filing past Scalia's casket. Stephanie Suskey of Raleigh, North Carolina, was one of them.
You know, his originalism has taken not just the Supreme Court, but the, you know, legal scholars and courts throughout the country in a new direction, in a more conservative direction than was before. The court itself has changed a lot over the last 30 years.
Scalia, who was appointed to the court by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1986, died last Saturday in Texas. He was 79. The World Food Program says an operation to airdrop critical relief supplies into Deir el-Zor, the eastern Syrian city under the control of the Islamic State, is still in the planning stage. But as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN agency says it hopes to start the operation next week.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says the airdrop operation aims to reach up to 200,000 people who are being denied food, medicine, and other vital supplies by Islamic State. She says the militant group will not allow humanitarian aid into the city.
This will be a high-altitude operation, where we would be dropping off life-saving aid supplies with parachutes. We would be using a plane that is especially equipped for this kind of high-altitude operation. We would be working with flight crews that are highly experienced.
Lucia says airdrops are always a measure of last resort. However, going by land into the IS stronghold is not possible given the dangers implicit in the operation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And tributes continue to pour in for Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, who died Friday at age 89. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.